evening, everyone. This is Randy Whiskey, Uniform 2 Sierra, acting as Net Control K2BAR for the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call now. Okay, very good. Nothing heard. If you didn't hear my announcement a moment ago, Gordon W2TTT is not available this evening and does not have a radio with him. So he asked Steve WI2W and I to conduct the net in his absence. So as you all know, this is a weekly net run by the Bergen Amateur Radio Association and conducted on the repeater of the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club, to whom we are grateful for providing the facility. As Gordon mentions every week, this is a directed net. We'll check in by call sign groups that I'll announce in a moment. And we ask you to check in even if your intention is just to listen to the conversation. We'd like to know that you're there, and we may call upon you for expertise in answer of a question or in support of some comments that come up. We'd like you to check in one at a time and wait until you get acknowledged, and let us know your name, your call sign, your location, and whether you have a question, a comment, a for sale or swap item, or none of the above. We'll start with call sign group Alpha. Are there any stations beginning with the letter Alpha who wish to check in? Please come now. Okay, nothing heard. Let's do the next group. We'll do the stations whose call signs start with Kilo 2. Kilo 2, and then any suffix. Please check in now. Okay, nothing heard. Any kilo stations at all, any combination beginning with kilo, please check in.
I'm making the message.
Charlie 2, Yankee Sierra, Fox Truck, Bruce, Diamond Park. Pretty good, good evening.
That was a little weak, but I copied Kilo Charlie 2, Yankee Sierra, Foxtrot. Is that correct? And if so, what is your name, sir, and your intentions this evening?
Okay, yeah, you got the call correct, and the name is Bruce, located in Highland Park. Just checking in, no comments, supporting the net.
Excellent, Bruce. Thanks for checking in. Are there any other kilo stations wishing to check in? Please call K2BAR now.
America 2, Sierra Gulf Yankee. No questions, no comments.
AA 2, Sierra Yankee, was it? I'm sorry, I garbled that here. Would you try again, please?
Kilo Alpha 2, Sierra Gulf Yankee. No questions, no comments.
Okay, Sierra Gulf Yankee. Thank you, I got it. And your name, sir?
The handle's Scott.
Excellent. I copy, Scott. Thank you very much for checking in. Are there any other kilo stations wishing to check in? Okay, let's go on to call sign group beginning with November. Any November stations, please call K2BAR.
This is N2OEL in Ocala, Florida. No questions, no comments.
Excellent, Noel. Got you. Hope you're enjoying the weather down there in sunny central Florida. Are there any other November stations wishing to check in?
This is N3CRT, Charlie in Mount Arlington, with just a comment later.
N3CRT, Charlie, I got it, and you're on the list for a comment. Thank you for checking in. Are there any other November stations? Okay, let's go on to our final call sign group. Any stations beginning with the letter Whiskey, please call K2BAR.
Good evening, Randy. This is Jim, WA2UMP in Pearl River, New York, and just listening this evening.
Okay, Jim, got you. Thanks for checking in again. Any other stations beginning with Whiskey?
W2JEK, Don with a comment.
Okay, Don, I have you on the list. Any other Whiskey stations?
WE2R, Charlie and TNF, just listening.
Excellent. It wouldn't be a Thursday evening without WE2R, Charlie, on the net. Thank you for checking in again, sir. Any other Whiskey stations? Are there any stations, any call signs at all that wish to check in at this time?
K2BAR, here is KD2CAK Mobile, Ari, just supporting the net. My intention is just to monitor. Good evening.
Ari, KD2CAK Mobile, thank you for checking in. Appreciate your being here for this evening. Are there any other stations wishing to check into the net?
November 2, Victor Hotel, Zulu Mobile.
Okay, N2VHZ, I have you. And your name, sir?
Okay, very good. I didn't think you could hear me. This is N2VHZ Mobile. Name is Ken, Kilo Echo November. QTH is Alliance, Nebraska. I'm coming into you from my mobile through an RF link into Echo Link, and I have nothing for the net, just listening. Thank you.
Okay, Ken, thank you. You're coming in loud and clear. Appreciate you being there, and I hope you're staying out of the bad storms in the Midwest, but you might be far enough away from them. Are there any other stations wishing to check into the Barrett TechNet?
This is KC2ZMA. Marco? No questions or comments, just monitoring. Good evening, you all.
Hey, I have you, Marco. Thanks for being there. Are there any other stations that want to check into the net?
Deck Control.
Bad station.
CBV. Kilo, Delta 2. Charlie, Bravo, Victor. You have Todd and Hanley. He's my guide dog. Checking in to support the net. East Village, New York City. 2.5 blocks south of the building collapse. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Todd, and thanks for checking in to the net this evening. I don't think I've heard you before, but I appreciate you checking in and listening and contributing where you think you can help the group. Are there any other stations that desire to check into the net?
Kilowatt Delta Zero, Uniform Delta Mike, portable.
KD0UDM portable. Your name, sir?
Yeah, first name is Neil November Echo Alpha Lima. I'm operating Region 2. I'm not in Region 0 right now.
Very good. Thank you for checking in. Are there any other stations that wish to check into the Barra Technical Net? Last call, any other check-ins? Okay, thank you all for participating. I appreciate you all being here. Before we get started with the list this evening, I did want to make a brief comment about some developing activities. As many of you know who have listened to the net fairly regularly, I'm very actively engaged in amateur radio mesh networking that's developed into the ARDEN project. I'll spell that Alpha Roman. Romeo Echo Delta November stands for Amateur Radio Emergency Data Network. And if you want more information, please go out to the arden.org, O-R-G, website where you will find a lot of information and a very active forum about mesh networking. I mention this again this evening because we are about to embark on another series of extensive beta testing of a new release, and while we have people that are committed to beta testing in various groups around the country, there's still some openings available for people that wish to commit some of their time, some of their expertise, and a little bit of their money to trying out the new software, the enhancements, and giving us feedback about what needs to be fixed, what works well, and what should be modified before we release it to the general public. So if you're interested in becoming a beta tester and want to know more, please contact me after the net, preferably by email. That's whiskeyuniform2sierra@arrl.net, and I'll put you in contact with the project team. Are there any comments or questions about mesh networking?
KD2CBV query.
Go ahead, Todd. What's your question?
I was wondering if we could reverse that, if you could email me first. I have to do a low-level format at the moment, and my computer's currently offline, and that would be a big help. Side comment is also, this is the first time I've heard this net, and if you could also include some info on it, I would really appreciate that. And I'm not as simple as yours. Mine is kd2cbv@yahoo.com. Then again, it fits. I'm more of a Yahoo. So hopefully if you could do that, Kilo Delta 2, Charlie Bravo Victor at Yankee Alpha Hotel, Oscar Oscar, you know, .com, that would be a big help. Appreciate it.
Todd, I will certainly do that after the net closes this evening and address both of your questions. Happy to do it. Again, thank you for checking in, and you should see an email from me later this evening. Are there any comments or questions, additional comments or questions? Okay, nothing heard. So why don't we go on to Whiskey 2, Juliet Echo Kilo, Don, W2JEK, who has a comment. Take it away, Don.
K2BAR, Nanette, W2JEK, giving everyone. Barra will be running a VE test session Friday night on April 24th. It's April 24th, Friday night at 7 p.m., Westwood Regional High School. Test fee is $15. You'll need one form of photo ID, such as a driver's license or a passport. Comes with non-photo ID. If you don't have a license, you'll need your social security number, or in advance you can obtain an FRN number from the FCC. The ones will be expected to use the FRN number that's associated with their license, and if you do have a license, please bring that license and copy of it. And if you wish to use a calculator, that's fine. The memory must be empty. Cell phones, iPods, and other devices may not be used as calculators. FCC's, not the FCC, ARRL's ruling due to security problems. Second, people who have expired licenses came about last July. People who have expired licenses expired beyond the two-year grace period. They had a general, advanced, or extra class license, and by taking the current technician exam, get credit for that license they had. It will mean that a technician, anybody who had a general or advanced class license, will get a general class license without having to take the general class test. your extra class license back without having to take the extra class exam. One thing to keep in mind in testing that this year the general class license question pool will change as of by first they will be using new testing. That's through with the question pool. If anybody that's studying for the general, make sure that if they're using the current material, they should be getting to a test by the end of June. Using the new stuff, they'll have to wait until after July. With that, back to net. WAEK.
Good, Don. Thank you for all the information. Is there anybody on the net with any questions for Don about the forthcoming test session? ISC station, could you repeat your call sign, and do you have a question about the VE test session?
Yeah, this is Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo. I have a friend who was thinking of getting his ham license, and I was wondering, he certainly has a photo ID driver's license, but does he really need his social security card? Over.
And would you reply?
Okay, two things with the Social Security. The FCC wants it. The FCC wants your Social Security number. And you can come to a test session with your Social Security number. You have to see the card, just as long as we have the number. And we'll let on the 605 form, the form out. It goes, carries all the pertinent information. If you don't want to give it to us, you can go to the FCC direct, FCC.gov, on the internet, and obtain an FRN number, that's a radio number, and have to give them your the Social Security number, and they will in turn give you a FRN number, which is like other people have on their licenses already. So it's an option. You don't really need to have the card, you just need the number. Give us the number, then go to the FCC, take the problem together, keep this stuff secure. Back to net, W2JEK.
Okay, thank you for the clarification on that, Don, and the alternative means of providing the FCC with access to your Social Security number. Are there any other questions for Don about identification necessary or the test session in general? Nothing heard. Don, do you have any other final comments?
I don't think I have anything right at this time, Randy. I do want to say one thing. When people come to the school, it's in the Westwood Regional High School, you can go up to Barrett's website at www.barra.org, barra.org, and you click on there for the Hamfest directions, which is where we have our Hamfest. That'll get you to the school. And when you get to the school, drive it. There's one off to the side. That's the entrance. That entrance, make a left turn and go all the way across the front of the school. There's a stop sign in the parking lot next to the school. In the back, you'll see a door that faces the street marked Gymnasium. That's the door you're going to use to get to our classroom, which will be classroom 123. That'll be the first classroom you come to when you get into that part of the building. People out a little bit because it's a real big building if you start walking around. Back to net, W2JEK.
Thank you, Don, for the additional clarification. Since I live in the town and my children all went to that school, I'm relatively familiar with it, but I can see how other people would be confused. The front of the school generally faces in a northerly direction, and so, as Don mentioned, you would normally drive across the front of the school, and you would be traveling in an easterly direction, and the entrance to the gym would be on the east side of the school building proper. Is that correct, Don?
I said gymnasium. It says gymnasium entrance, and this is the parking. This is if you go all the way across the front of the school, right to the end of the your parking, it's a stop sign. If you stop there, and you can say make a right turn, the staring, it's facing the street, is the door to the gymnasium. Back to that.
Okay, very good. Again, thanks for the additional clarification. Are there any other questions for Don regarding the VE test session? that's coming up. Okay, nothing heard. Well, thank you all for that, and hope to see some of you there with your friends getting their new licenses or upgrading yourself. Next on our list, we have Charlie, November 3 CRT, who had a comment for the net. Charlie, over to you.
Yeah, hi, this is Charlie at 3CRT. I'm out here in Mount Arlington, a little bit away to the west. I wanted to remind everybody that today is Marco's birthday, KC2VMA. Wish him a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Marco. And this Sunday, I think, April 12th, is the Split Rock Ham Fest at Horseshoe Lake in... out here, I don't know what town it's in. It's in Roxbury, I believe. Just off Route 10, and more information can be found at splitrockara.org for the Hamfest and directions and all that good stuff. And I just, so it's kind of like three comments now rolling into, but last night was the ARRL frequency measuring test. I wonder if anybody participated. It was my first round of participation in measuring and submitting my best guess based on the tools I have here to measure the frequency. What they do is they transmit a, you know, they schedule a time to transmit around a certain frequency, and you try to measure the frequency down to the finest resolution that you think you can measure it, and submit on a web form. And here at the on the 11th at 3 UTC, we'll get our results back to see who was close and who was far off. And being that it was my first shot at measuring, I'm very interested in seeing how I did. So I'd been practicing, or not, you know, practicing, just using my radio to measure known signals like WWV and CHU on all the different bands that I can receive at morning time and evening time, and learning about Doppler correction and shifts and stuff like that. But it was a lot of fun learning about different methods you can use to measure the frequency. You can use your basic radio measuring WWV to get a correction, and then taking the signal, if your radio only shows like a 1 hertz resolution, you can use a tuning fork, and you strike the tuning fork and you count on a stopwatch the beating of the frequency to get about down to a 0.2 hertz resolution. So it's doable. You know, if you have an interest in something like that, you know.
Repeater. Repeater, timeout, clear.
How badly did I time out the repeater?
Well, badly enough that it went off. I got to stop for a breath there. We'll let you continue in a minute, Charlie. Let's just take the three things in order. First and most important, of course, is happy birthday to Marco. And from all on the net to you, remember, you're not getting older. You're getting better. You're aging like a fine wine, as are we all. And regarding anniversaries, today is the historic 150th anniversary of the surrendering of the Army of Northern Virginia at Appomattox Courthouse. So those of you that enjoy a historical event, you may take note of that. And a very interesting day. And let's ask the net. I'm glad Charlie brought up the point about the Split Rock Ham Fest. Now that spring appears to be here, even though we got another blast of cold, damp weather, we're struggling into April and spring. the AmFest season starts again. So does anybody have any questions for Charlie regarding the location or the timing of the Split Rock AmFest this weekend? Please call K2BAR. Okay, no questions about Split Rock, and very interesting topic, Charlie, that you brought up regarding the frequency measuring test. You know, I had read about it and got caught up in other things and hoped to participate this year, but did not. It just got away from me, so I'm definitely going to put it on my calendar in advance for next year. It looked like something really interesting to do. And it sounded like you had a lot of fun with it as well. Does anybody on the net have any questions or comments regarding the ARRL frequency measuring test that Charlie just mentioned?
KD2 is CBV with an ignorant comment.
Go ahead, Todd. Give us your comment.
In addition to being barely able to see, I can barely hear, and I missed a little bit of that. But what I did hear, particularly with the tuning fork, I found that fascinating, and I recall something from like 30, 40 years ago along those lines, and you brought it back to the fore, and I'm glad you brought it up, because I want to learn about that and, you know, see about... conducting my own mad scientist experiments, if you will. But, no, thanks an awful lot for bringing that up and reminding me of things that I forgot that I used to know that I don't know now. And I don't know if it's senility or if it's Alzheimer's, because I keep forgetting. But really, thanks a lot for bringing that up. Back to net control.
We're all glad, I think, Charlie brought that up. And I'm not quite there yet. I've only got some Alzheimer's, not Alzheimer's. It comes and goes. Charlie, N3CRT, do you have some additional comments or elaboration on the using a tuning fork to improve your ability to measure frequencies? And I guess what kind of tuning fork did you use? Are you a musician, or did you borrow one? Over to you, Charlie.
This is N3CRT. Yeah, sorry, guys, about me getting long-winded like that. Once I get going, I lose track of talking. So, I started to look into this last year around my birthday. The ARRL, I think they sponsor it. I don't know if they run it. There's generally these two guys that do the transmitting. It's sponsored by the ARRL, I think, and they do two of them a year, one in April and then one in November. Hopefully, I will remember. I need to program these things into my calendar online so I can be reminded of them, because last year I just missed it, and they don't have them but every 6 months, at least the official ones. I do believe they do run some other... informal ones, and a good website to check out is www.kilo5charliemike.com. That's k5cm like charlie mike.com, and he has a section on there about measuring with only a ham transceiver, and he has a link about using an ICOM 706 and how to use a tuning fork. So probably one of the hardest things to do now these days with the quality of things that come out of China is finding a good calibrated tuning fork for like a 440 Hz note they used here. So some more information can be found there at k5cm.com, and there's a bunch of different links to check out. Hey, thanks. Back to the net. N3CRT.
And thank you, Charlie. Okay, so that's the website is kilo5charliemike.com for more information about the frequency measuring tests conducted in April and November. And regarding that information and the notion mention of setting a reminder in your calendar, Charlie. I wondered if I could ask you to get onto the Yahoo group that we have that also supports the Barrett TechNet, and that's the ComTech group on Yahoo Groups. That's C-O-M-M Tech, T-E-C-H, group, all strung together, no spaces, on Yahoo Groups. And if you wouldn't mind posting that information for as a reminder to the larger community, as well as people that weren't able to check in tonight and hear it live. Fascinating stuff. I thank you for bringing that up to the net this evening. Are there any other questions or comments about the semi-annual frequency measuring test? Please call K2BAR.
W2JEK.
Okay, I heard Don, JEK. Go ahead.
Hey, Joe, you mentioned using a tuning fork in order to figure out what you're doing a beat frequency again. So let's say you tune up to 3560 on the, let's say, and you actually hear a note that's, say, 400 hertz or thereabouts. And I guess you use audio frequency meter if you had such a device. I do. Be valuable. Would that be a correct assumption? Over.
As long as your audio, I think you said it was a source. As long as your source is calibrated and pretty accurate, just like the same thing that we're trying to figure out. What I did is I looked at this, and I have my Flex 3000, and then I just started to do some research about how I was going to attempt to do this, and basically I did it all in software with a virtual audio cable going into a program. FLDigi has a frequency analysis mode, but you could do it beating a frequency against the source, like an audio oscillator, same kind of thing, and do the math. But yeah, that would work. N3 CRT.
Thanks for the additional clarification. Does that help, Don, or do you have any other questions?
I have to read up on what he's talking about. I have a meter that reads, you know, I can read 200 hertz or 500 hertz or 3,000 hertz or whatever, audio frequency meter. Landmark company once upon a time, and it's a digital readout kind of a thing. Able to look up what frequency I was actually listening to. One thing I did use this for one time, I had a rapid attack. I had an offset problem on my HWA. Audio frequency along with my set was from me to the transmit to the receive frequency, and instead of the 900 hertz, I brought it to figure out how to do all this versus the engine. Over.
Well, there you go. Now, that sounds like yet another practical use of some time-tested techniques. That's a great idea, Don. I suppose it's also a reminder to all of us to question everything. Don't just blindly accept the manufacturer's setting on something. You may want to check from time to time to see where you're actually at. And of course, as a amateur radio licensee, you do have an obligation to know where you're transmitting, and you can't just rely on outside forces all the time. You should know how to check. So, yes, I think both Charlie and Don have some interesting points about a variety of ways of checking, sort of an analog approach and a digital approach. And there's probably hybrid approaches as well. Does anybody else have any questions or comments about the frequency measuring test or frequency measuring in general? Please call K2BAR.
KD.
Query. Station with a query of KD. I didn't get the full call sign.
I figured you know me by now. KD2.
CBB, New York City, have a query. Okay, Todd, sorry, either my audio cut out or you're used to it, it was just kind of like cut off, but go ahead, Todd, what's your question?
It could have been my mic, my finger slipped off the mic button slightly because I'm having fun, so, my question is regarding, no matter which way you test it, tuning fork or digital or hybrid, you know, I've been in a situation where, say, I'm talking to like three or four people, and, you know, on sideband, and they all sound, you know, like, you know, whoop, 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 you know, so they're off frequency slightly, I figure, and they all say they're on frequency, so the theory is I am off frequency. Now, I understand I have incremental tuning, and I can just, you know, move it up or down, and then I'm locked in, no problem, but can you utilize this to know whether, you know, you get into these arguments with some people, not real arguments, back and forth? No, my radio was just service. You're off frequency. No, you're off. And can you figure it out on the spot, or is it all testing and then you make the adjustment so you're not off frequency next time? Or can you actually do this on the fly, so to speak, so you don't have to hit the incremental tuning? Over.
That's a really great question, Todd. I don't have the answer to that, but you're absolutely right, and I like the approach, because it's the questions you're raising, or the situation you're raising about various parties claiming to be on frequency and the listeners saying, no, you're off, is certainly the opening shots of a lot of arguments, I'm sure. But your approach is it feasible to solve this on the air in real time and get the all the various parties to agree on some empirical evidence, something that they can all measure in the same way and come to some meeting of the minds? Anybody on the net with any insight into answering Todd's question?
WI2W, late check-in with an answer.
Excellent, Steve. I'm glad you're here, and you often have good answers for us. Steve, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Ray. Be off on the net. I've been listening for a while. With regard to everybody being on the same frequency, some people just can't tune single sideband in very well, or at least the same as everybody else. Some people don't have the sense of pitch, and they'll get off by 50 to 100 hertz, and that's just the way it is. I suppose maybe in the future there'll be some way to automate that process by sending digital signals back and forth to get everybody on the same frequency, but typically when you're in a net situation where there's a net control, the golden rule is the net control is on the correct frequency and everybody should tune to him. Other than that, good luck. People's radios do drift with time, and with the age of digital dials now, everybody tends to work on even numbers like 14.235.000, but the radio could be off a little bit. Let me let it drop. I did have a QSO recently, last weekend, in fact, or actually two weekends ago. I was down in South Carolina, and I was talking to a gentleman in Schaumburg, Illinois, and I had to use my receiver incremental tuning, and I kept following him up and down the band with my RIT, and I asked him what rig he was using, and he came back and he said a Collins KWM2, and so that explains it. The older rigs of yesteryear don't have the same frequency stability that the new ones do, so open your bandwidth up as wide as you can if there's no interference, and tune it into the best, and then just go from there. That's my take on it. Back to net.
Thanks, Steve. Some real insight there. Yeah, I guess one thing to keep in mind is you know, getting an answer to that question. Well, what rig are you using? You know, this isn't a criticism. It's just a question. And, you know, the reality is if it is an older rig, older in the sense that, you know, it's 20, 30, 40 years old, it very likely is not going to have the stability of today's equipment.
and so it may move up and down as it heats up and cools off in the Radio Shack. Excellent point. I suppose there's other things that might be used. I'm thinking my sons are both guitarists. They have these little visual indicators for tuning guitar strings. I'm wondering if something like that either exists or might service the ability to measure here, because you're right, Steve, not everybody hears the same way. I know my hearing in my left ear is much, much worse than my right, and of course my wife says I can't hear her at all, no matter what ear I'm using, but that's a different story. Anybody else with questions or comments about frequency measuring or answering Todd's question, please call K2BAR. Don, go ahead with your comment.
Okay, on Monday night, 75 meters, and one of the fellows comes in. He had a radio that was a little bit off. He had us tuned in all right, but the transmit mode, a little off. Now, like adjustment in there, so the transmit frequency should be the same as the receive frequency. He had to miss that. I forget which one it was that had to do, and the one that it was all okay. It was about 100 hertz off, but it was a difference. Back to that.
Another excellent point. Yeah, there is no guarantee that the transmit chain is locked in complete synchronization with the receive chain. I suppose even in some of the modern rigs, and thank goodness for RAT on these things. Any other comments or questions regarding frequency measuring, and is it feasible to measure real time? And as Todd had asked, please call K2BAR.
N3CRT.
Go ahead, Charlie, with your comment.
Well, Todd, I don't know. This is directed at KC2CBV. I don't know what kind of radio you have, or if you have something like one of the audio interfaces to stick it into the computer, like a Rig Blaster or a Rascal interface. So you can use free software to basically measure the frequency, measure, like if you go to 10 megahertz WWV and you tune your radio, if you put it in the upper sideband mode and you turn, you tune 1,000 kilohertz or 1,000 hertz low, 1 KC low, the audio from the main carrier should be in your audio pass band at 1,000 hertz. It should make an 1,000 hertz tone. Now, what you also might be able to do, depending on how your rig maybe sets up automatic shifting, is you can measure in the upper sideband mode, and you can measure in the lower sideband mode by tuning 1,000 hertz above. And depending on the circuitry in your rig, you might have a little bit of alignment issue between lower and upper sideband. That's a possibility. So you can measure at I measured at 10 megahertz WWV, and I figured out that I was about 3.9 hertz off. So because of the design of my radio, it's a direct conversion. There's one oscillator for every band. So I can take that 3.9 or that 4 hertz and divide it by 10. So I know for every megahertz in frequency that I'm operating on, technically, at least by the way I measured it, I'm off 0.39 hertz per megahertz. So when I measured the frequencies that they transmitted last night at 14 megahertz, I just multiplied my known, or what I think is my known error, times 14.121576. That's hertz, 14,121,576 hertz. I know this is getting pretty deep. Let me drop it and reset. for each, you know, for each frequency, you can kind of tune out your error, and not in real time like you were saying, but if you go in kind of knowing where you start by maybe listening to WWV on a couple different bands. Now, you may have a different local oscillator for a different set of bands in your radio. That's a possibility too, and you might have different errors based on which band you're on. So you can do a little charting of where you are, and maybe it'll tell you that, hey, I need to do an alignment on my radio or have someone help me align my radio, and that might be an interesting thing depending on test equipment and abilities, is to bring it into Kit Night and see what we can do to align the thing. That would be kind of neat. Back to the net, N3CRT.
Excellent, Charlie. Thank you very much. You know, that's all very helpful. I had no idea that you could do things like that, so I'm learning an awful lot. Todd, do the responses that you got here, did that seem to answer your question, or do you have any follow-up questions for us? Go ahead.
KD2CBV. Well, a bunch of things, and yes, I'm long-winded. I talk in paragraphs. Okay. First of all, I agree with Steve, and better late than never, that the CONOP is the control operator. Is your de facto standard, so I agree with that. I think a lot of the problems comes in with the transmit, and people will adjust the RIP, but very rarely the transmit incremental. And I think that's where some of the area or issues come in. However, the clarification for the situation I described, there were, I think about four, and then five if you include me, local people, all very local, and they all sounded off. They didn't sound off to the same degree, and so when each one talked, I would adjust the receive incremental drop. Okay, so the funny thing about it is when I talked to like three of them at another time, everybody was spot on. It wasn't off by, I think it was 0.04. I forget. It was like a couple of years ago. So, and I think maybe I've run across the problem once or twice. And I don't really care about the receive. I mean, I'll play with the knobs. When Don talks, his audio is much lower, so I raise the volume. And then I put it back down again. So I don't mind, per se, doing that. The radio that I have, to answer the question, is the Kenwood TS-2000. And I have a couple of rinky-dinks here as well. So there is that. But now, Charlie brought up something which I'm a little confused about. If you tune in to Fort Collins, you know, WWV, and you got the 10,000, and then he mentioned the upper and the lower sideband. Correct me if I'm wrong, but, and I just want to make sure I word this right, so I'll drop. Let's say everything is spot on, and everything zeroed out at exactly 10 megahertz, and I tune it in, and when I go to the upper, the tone quality should be precisely the same as full AM. Versus upper and lower, the tone quality should be exactly the same if the receiver is receiving spot on. If, for example, I'm off by, I don't know, 0.05, okay, then when I'm at 0.05, the AM, the USB, and the LSB should clearly sound the same. Now, I mentioned I have a severe hearing problem. I can't hear a subway train, by the way, without my hearing aid. But whether I'm under the headphones or if I'm under the hearing aids through speakers, if I don't touch anything or move my head, I can hear slight differences. So, you know, like I can figure things out in that regard. That's my workaround. So You know, the WWV, Charlie, if you don't mind, was I correct in my assumption, or am I totally off base? Which is normal for me. KD2CBB.
Thank you, Todd. Go ahead, Charlie, with your response.
Yeah, this is M3CRT, and at least the way I understand it, that's correct. That's initially how I started. It's just without using any software or anything, my readout on my radio reads out to the hertz level, and basically switching between sidebands. If you switch sidebands and you hear a difference in the tone, you know, turn the knob 1 hertz and then switch back. See if it gets better or worse. And then once you go and you switch and they both are, you know, sound the same when you switch and you read your dial and WWV is 10 megahertz and you're 25 hertz off, you know, depending on which sideband you're on, you know, figure out, okay, my radio is 25 hertz low or my radio is 25 hertz high at 10 megahertz. And you have to know a little bit about your radio and the design of local oscillators and stuff like that. If there's a different local oscillator, and this is the part I'm not too fuzzy, I'm not too up on radio design in the case, you know, is that you would take your error, 25 hertz, and divide it by 10. So you get like 2.5 hertz per megahertz, and so let's say your net is on 40 meter band somewhere. You can take that number and multiply it by 7.2, you know, 7.2 times 2.5 hertz, and then you can make that dial correction automatically. But trying to convince all your friends on the net that they're not on the same frequency, maybe you just tell them to, hey, go breeze over this K5CM website and check it out, and maybe you need to align your radio. Maybe it's them, maybe it's not you, you know. It's interesting to ponder all that and try to figure out what's going on. N3CRT.
It certainly is to ponder all of that and learn a lot in the process. Any additional comments from Todd, KD2CBV?
Oh, just one. Domo arigato nasai. And if anyone knows Japanese, you know I said thank you very formally. And I'm going to try to remember a K5CM. I'll work on that one. But no, I really appreciate it because it's clarified a lot of stuff, brought back memories that I need to work on, and it's always a big help. I don't think there's anything wrong with my radio, but then again, you know, things are off. Nothing's perfect. So all of this is hey, thanks a lot, guys. Really appreciate it. KD2CBB.
Very jerk.
This is station with a comment. Please identify yourself.
Dissinger.
143. Are there any other questions or comments regarding frequency measuring?
W2JEK.
Go ahead, Don.
Now, what is it? There was a 10 meter emergency net on 29. .2 or something like that. It was on good. And the net would be on, and you'd be tuned, everyone, you could tune in a different frequency. Back in those days, where everybody was using a crystal control transmitter, because each transmitter had a different circuit, even if the crystals were identical, which they probably weren't, the circuitry of the radios were different too. And you sort of had to just tune your dial a little bit to pick somebody up on some transmissions too. Change quite a bit sometimes. That's from a long time ago. Back to that, W2JK.
Yep, another example of the important notion that things are not always what they seem to be and don't take the the label on the crystal or the label on the dial is, you know, gospel. You need to measure things with known measuring instruments or techniques that, you know, Charlie described. By the way, I will put in the notes for this evening's net on the ComTech group, I'll also put the link to the K5CM.com frequency measuring information that N3CRT mentioned earlier. So if you didn't have a paper and pencil handy, don't worry. It'll be out on the Yahoo group within the next 24 hours, so it'll be out there. Are there any other comments or questions about frequency measuring tonight? Please call K2BAR.
UJK.
Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, one of the things I built was a transceiver using a crystal-controlled oscillator, but the crystal was, it was a capacitor that could wobble the frequency of the crystal. And one day I took it into work, and I was able to use a $18,000 Hewlett-Packard frequency counter on the thing. And I would put the crystal in and read the frequency with the capacitor completely no capacity and then completely meshed. See what response I was getting with the various crystals. Some of these crystals moved quite a bit. Some of them didn't move much at all. But kind of get me where we want to be and whatnot. But it was quite neat. Back to that W2JK.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. That's also good to know. Are there any other comments or questions from the net on frequency measuring? Please call K2BAR. Okay, well, it sounds like we may well have exhausted that topic for this evening, but I certainly learned a lot, and again, I thank you for all the comments and questions and advice from all of our participants. Fascinating subject. As I said, the reference material will also be in the notes from this evening's net on the ComTech group on Yahoo Groups. So if you haven't signed up for that group yet, please contact W2TTT, that's Gordon, W2TTT, at ARRL.net, and he'll get you signed up. Are there any other comments or questions from the net on any other subject this evening? Please call K2BAR.
W2JK.
Go ahead, Don.
Okay, Sunday night, which is the 12th of April at 7:30, will be the Barra Club meeting, the municipal building in the township of Washington. Speaker on the antenna module. Back to that, W2JK.
Yes, thank you for the update on that. I had almost forgotten that it was because the meeting was delayed 1 week. But yes, antenna modeling, if you're in the area and have the time, certainly come out for that. It's a subject that everybody talks and argues about, and you're bound to learn something or meet somebody that really knows something about antennas and antenna modeling there, so please come out to the Barra meeting Sunday night. Are there any other comments or questions for the net this evening? Please call net control. Okay, well, nothing heard. Again, looks like we had a pretty good net again this week. I thank everyone for participating, and I'm really happy to make the acquaintance of a couple of hams that are new to me. They may not be new to the net, but I haven't heard them. But then I haven't been on this net for years and years and years like WE2R has or some of the other fellows. As I said, Todd, KD2CBV, I will email you the information you requested here in just a few minutes. We'll get that off to you, If you have any other requests, please